sit on the ground, you do this, and that, you call that what?
Stooping.
Stooping down, or what? Okay. Now, on your what? We call the back part of your legs.
That.
Okay. You know what your haunches are? Your honkers?
Okay.
What do you do when you say you're doing this? You ever heard folks talking about hunker down? You know what that means? You don't know that. Okay. Now, somebody had been sick a while, say a friend of yours had been sick a while, you'd say, he's up now, but he still feels, he looks a little...
ill. Pale.
You know, a friend of yours, they were dragging around town, you saw him one day, and you say, she still looks, she's been in bed, she looks kind of...
weak.
What about a person who was big, like the Carters, or, you know, Carter boys or something like that, and they could lift a lot of weights and things like that? They say he was a mighty...
husky man.
Yeah. Like your husband, they say he sure is a...
stout-looking man.
Stout-looking man, okay. Would you ever say, now talking about the word stout, would you ever say the butter tasted stout, or the butter got stout? You ever hear folks say that?
Yeah, a stale one.
Okay, but stout also meant?
Strong.
Okay. You mean strong in terms of smell?
Right.
Okay. Somebody who always had a smile on his face and you could get along with him all the time. They'd say he's a mighty...
friendly person.
Now, when you were coming up, say, you might have grown up a little too fast and... or I did, I know, and you're always knocking things over, and your mother said, don't be so...
clumsy.
Yeah, because somebody, you might say, they weren't, they didn't do it on purpose, but they were awful.
Clumsy.
Uh-huh. Or, you know, somebody who made mistakes all the time, you'd say, don't be so...
nervous.
Careless. And then a person... you might say it wasn't an accident, he did it
on purpose.
And a person who kept doing things that didn't make any sense, folks would just say he's just a plain
dummy, a nuisance.
Yeah. What about a fellow who, people who just, you know, who went out and did things that just weren't right, or just crazy, you know, they'd say he's just a
Dopehead,
or okay. By the way, did y'all have problems with that here when you?
Yeah.
You did? Okay. What would you call the stuff?
Most they would snip some and, or either take the pill or run here.
Okay. Snip some.
Yeah.
What does that mean then?
You know, they get that little glue, you know. It's some stuff kind of like asthma, or you know, they smoke that grass a whole lot.
Uh-huh.
You could smell that around the school.
Okay. What did you call kids that took a lot of it?
Dopey.
Okay.
Retarded,
the other day?
Fool.
Yeah. Fool. Now, a man who will never spend his money, he's a...
tighthead.
Tighthead?
Yeah.
Okay. What about, what about somebody who could get money out of other people? What would they say about him? You know, somebody who's always borrowing money from me to go to lunch?
Call him a swindler.
Swindler. Okay. And you know what? What about somebody who you just had to beat money out of and you couldn't get it out of any other names for that? You know what a miser was?
No.
Okay. When you were talking about a person, and you said, she's a very common girl, what would that mean?
She's plain, simple.
Okay. Well, that word means?
That she...
give me some examples of how you use it.
She's...